I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our friend Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune is back. He's better than ever. He's with us every Monday. He's on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And Chip owes everybody in Viking land an apology. He tweeted out Sunday morning, the Vikings will go 16-0, sweep the playoffs, and no game will be competitive. Go ahead. Offer up your apology.
Missed it by this much, didn't I? You know, it was a perfect storm, Chad. I mean, you take a bunch of young cornerbacks playing in their first NFL game, or with really no experience to speak of, against one of the NFL's greatest quarterbacks ever, with the Vikings' best defensive player and one of the best pass rushers in the NFL sidelined, and no crowd noise to create any kind of disruption. It was like a walk in the park for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he made it look so easy.
And you know, we've had an interesting debate following Rodgers the last couple of years. At his best, he's one of the two or three, in my view, two or three greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. He has slipped to some level the last couple of years. I think that's agreed. It's just to what level. But, Chip, when he's just sitting back there as if he's got the red jersey on, we know his arm is still amazing. So I haven't decided yet that he was so motivated he's a better guy. But let's go to the quote that you used. I used it in a tweet. I think everybody did.
Yeah.
And an excellent Mark Craig story in your paper on Sunday about Zimmer, you know, and the D. Craig has the quote from Zimmer, "I've never had a bad defense before." I mean, it was just catnip for all of us.
Well, it was that was definitely low-hanging fruit if you're writing a column.
Yeah.
But it's that's Zim and his pride and that's him pushing back on people. It was interesting. Harrison Smith, the first Zoom call he did in training camp, you know, people asked him about the how the offense might be ahead of the defense this year in training camp and how they had these new faces. And Harrison said something to the effect of, I haven't been paying attention. I didn't know we were supposed to be bad. And so there's a lot of pride still on that defensive side.
Oh, sure.
But here's the thing, Chad. You cannot just assume, because Zimmer's a really good defensive coach and you still have some stars, that you're just going to plug in a bunch of young cornerbacks with no offseason and no preseason and think there's not going to be growing pains. And you're facing Aaron Rodgers right after that. So I think we probably shouldn't be too surprised, but the degree to which it unfolded without a lack of pass rush and just they've got a lot of work, because guess what? They play a lot of really good quarterbacks this year. I mean, and they're going to face Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson here in the next few weeks. So they better figure it out pretty quickly.
They held the ball for 18 minutes and 44 seconds. And everybody else on this show, I think we could hold the ball for 3 minutes. We'd all end up in the hospital, but we could do that. That's an all-time ineptitude record. It was stunning. There was one point, Chip, in the first half when the Packers had run triple the number of plays for this team. And as Zimmer pointed out, as awful as they were defensively, they stopped them three times inside the red zone. It could have been even worse.
Well, that was the thing. When it was 8-7, it felt like 48-7 because they just didn't have the ball. You know, I mean, in the red zone defense saved them. Well, you think about it. I mean, how often are you going to get a goal line stand like that? Not too often. More times than not, the offense goes score. And if it wasn't for the two drops by Green Bay, I mean, those are going to be scoring drives probably too. And so, I mean, there was a point late in the first half where Cousins had just attempted two passes. And like, man, they hadn't even been on the field. It felt like the offense hadn't even played. And so, yeah, we're picking on the defense, but the offense has to be able to sustain more to keep the defense, you know, give them a little bit of a break.
Our guy Judd had this, so I'm stealing from Judd. Last three drives, Cousins, his number is takeoff. 15 of 17, 193. This is in uber garbage time. When the game mattered, Kirk Cousins was 4 of 8, 66 yards, one interception. So you are 100% right. To act like this is all on the defense is delusional.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about a couple plays. They get the goal line stand. They now, and this is a Kubiak call, try this slow developing play action pass on the goal line. And Alexander comes in unblocked. Zimmer wouldn't say who screwed up, whether it was either Reef or Cook. That one made no sense to me.
Or Thielen.
Thielen. Yeah. You're 100% right. Thielen has to, instead of running the route, something right there, signal. And then I'm glad you mentioned that one, but do both, because then we'll get later when it's 22-10. And again, you're right. Watching the game, it seems like it's 62-10. But if they score on this drive, they're down by five. Kubiak convinces Zimmer to go for it, fourth and three. If you buy, by the way, Zimmer says you've got Thielen one-on-one. Cousins says, hey, that must be Randy Moss planning it for the Vikings. Oh, no, it's Tajay Sharp covered. I'm going to throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Help me on those two plays.
Well, the safety, I don't know that that's necessarily Cousins' fault. One of those three guys should have picked it up or done something differently. So I don't pin that one on. But the other one, that was the moment of truth in that game to me. I don't think they were going to win, but they could have made it interesting, right?
Sure.
And it's fourth and three, and remember, B.C. Johnson had just left the game because he'd gotten somersaulted before then, so he was a little shaken up. So now you put in Sharp, your fourth receiver. And, you know, I asked them the question, like, take us through the thought process there, and he was quick to point out that Cousins had one-on-one the other side, so that was his way of criticizing, I think, that why do we go there? And Cousins said that he saw the safety shading that way, and he doesn't like to throw when the safety shading that way. Throw it to you. In that situation, it should be Thielen 1, Cook 2, Kyle Rudolph 3, and not some, you know, low percentage pass, I don't think. I mean, something over the middle or short. But to try
it's one thing if he's open, Chip. If he's open,
he's covered.
I get it. And here's the thing about Cousins when he said that, right? Well, okay. You know what you're worried about, a change of possession? The possession is changing, Kirk. It's fourth down. So you can take a chance.
Yeah, I didn't like the play call one to take a shot there. I think something a little more high percentage, but definitely not throwing it to Sharp. So that one, like I said, I don't, even if they convert and score there, I think their defense was so overmatched, I don't think they win the game. But at least that just felt like a moment of truth time, and they just kind of all – took the worst option, you know. So it was, as far as debuts go, it was about as bad as you can get. I don't, you know, I know Zim was happy with the offense in the second half, but I really don't put a whole lot of stock. Even after the game yesterday, he didn't take the bait. He said, no, they stopped. They played different defense.
Exactly.
I mean, they were basically just, you know, prevent. Let them do whatever they want.
Trying not to get hurt at that point.
Yeah. And know? So there weren't a whole lot of positives, I don't think, from that one.
Okay, so let's look back to a couple games in the Zimmer era. If Vikings fans want to say, calm down, it's one game. In 2015, they head out to San Francisco, and it's a mediocre San Francisco team. And Frank Gore runs for like 750 yards, right? And then they still have a very good year. Case Keenum's first game after Bradford plays brilliantly against New Orleans. He's out. He would barely come back. Keenum was terrible in the first game. That's the 13-3 year. So is that legit to look at this and say, namaste, everybody calm down, we can't overreact to one game? Or are you more the inkling that, man, you saw too many red flags and whatever feeling you had about this team, you're more inclined to be negative than you were wherever your assessment was at about 11:55 yesterday.
Yeah, I would say I think it's possible that they're going to play better and they can play better, but you can't make those young cornerbacks experienced overnight, right? Nope. I mean, they're going to go through a period of struggles as they learn the NFL game. And so it wasn't like a veteran team just went out there and had a clunker. And he's like, okay, we see a track record. We know, you know, they're better than this. We don't know how good those cornerbacks are.
I mean, nope.
They haven't played enough. And so I don't know that you can sit here and say, boy, you're going to see a dramatic improvement from those cornerbacks next week. Who can say that at this point? And so that's the red flag for me. And as long as Hunter's out, and exactly, they're clearly easing into this. Wow. They better figure out a pass rush, whether it's blitzing or doing something different, because if you don't get pressure on the quarterback and he can sit back like Rodgers did, those corners are going to have to, it just compounds the problem. And so I think there's a lot of red flags, a lot of it tied to just the inexperience on defense right now.
Well, let's stay with the pass rush. I'm glad you brought that up. They better hope Ngakwe's not in very good shape at this point, or he's battling a little ankle, because he was about as much a factor as you were.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, from where they were at the end of last year, they had Everson Griffen, still a good to very good player, and then they had Hunter, a great player, and also now you're playing with neither guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking out two really good players.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think the snap count for Ngakwe was something like 50, and they clearly were limiting his playing time because he wasn't practicing in Jacksonville. I mean, he's I don't want to say he's out of shape, but he's probably not fully in game shape. Even if you know you have some doubt about how hard they're working in training camp, I mean they are getting conditioning, and so he's got to get up to speed with that and the defense. And so I don't know that he's going to start playing 100% or 90% of the snaps this week. And so they have to figure it out, and Zim does not like to blitz. He wants to get it with his front four, and that's how he's traditionally run his defense. But if it's not working and the quarterback has that kind of time, I think you're going to have to try something different and maybe, you know, bring some of the different blitz packages or whatever, because it's too much pressure on that back end to try to hold up if you're not getting a pass rush. And so, and the other thing is, you can't jump off sides three times and give him first downs. If you have at home, you're doing it. So, and you know what, Ted, along those lines, I don't think there's a such thing as home field advantage this year in the NFL. I mean, that was so weird in there yesterday. It's just not going to affect the road team at all.
Yep. I'm glad you said that. And the last thing is, and so much of this is driven by politics and the president's, you know, stirring it up there to the shock of no one. You know, nobody cares about football anymore. Nobody's paying attention. Yes, some of the numbers were down, but our guy Doogie, I had a tweet out about the numbers in the last hour or so. Over a million people watched the game, and the share was a 74. So stop telling me nobody cares about football anymore. It's
so you mean
different.
All the people that tweet that say, I'm never watching it again, actually watched?
Yeah. Almost all of them, in fact, I think the numbers tell us that.
I think the score will be fine. Yeah, we'll talk to you.
All right, talk to you soon. Chip Scoggins, great read. He is outstanding with the Star Tribune, and he's just an even better person, so we're lucky to have him on board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.